So this is Kirsten Hoverson speaking with visitors at the Two Harbors Community Radio booth at the 2014 Heritage Days on July 12th, 2014 in Two Harbors, Minnesota. So hi, what's your name?
My name's Alice Sandy.
Okay, and where are you from?
Well, I was born and raised in Two Harbors, but I live now in Iowa.
All right, so what brings you to the Heritage Days this year?
Oh, gotta come. That's one thing we've always come back for is Heritage Days. And now my mom's in a nursing home, so I live at the house most of the time, so you'll see me around town more often.
Yeah. Well, I know you said one thing you were looking forward to was the lutefisk toss, which
yes,
is going on right now.
And I've been watching it.
Who are you cheering for?
The Norwegians.
Norwegians. I'm Norwegian as well.
But they have changed it from when it originally started. They wrap the lutefisk up now. Before, it used to be just, you know, one slab of it. It started out frozen, and by the end of it, it was slippery, slimy pieces, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And they're wearing gloves. They never used to wear gloves.
Well, that's no fun.
No!
Well, it is still a great thing to watch, and
mm-hmm.
It's been here for quite a while. So, do you have any other interesting stories about Heritage Days, past or present?
Oh, I don't think so. I just enjoy the whole works, about everything that goes on. The parade, oh, I love the parade. We're going to set our chairs up early in the morning, so we'll have a spot. I always do that.
Probably have your spot picked out.
Oh, yes. Gotta have that. And, the parade has just been great. My kids grew up with it. My grandkids grew up with it. So, you know, it's just, you just say Heritage Days, the kids say, oh, we're going, you know.
Well, I guess one last question I have for you is, what are some of your favorite memories of listening to the radio?
When I was young in the 40s and 50s, there was a good station out of Duluth that played the good old country music. And that's what I liked, was the good old fashioned honky-tonk kind of Johnny Cash and that, you know, and that's what I remember. And to have one in town would be fabulous. I hope everybody chips in and works with you guys, because I think this would be great for the city.
Well, thank you so much for your input, especially about, you know, what we could do with this radio.
And oh, yes.
Thank you for answering these questions, and I hope you have a great rest of your day here at Heritage Days.
I will. Thank you. Yes, it is in the summer if you haven't been to Heritage Days.